Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 2, Verse Number 17. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Vaicharna Ravinda Bhakti Vanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Purport. Messages of the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are non-different from him. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikshashtaka declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps him in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are, however, products of our desire to lord it over the material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of woman and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbance, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind.
Hare Krishna. So these are the verses Prabhupada said. To many of these verses Prabhupada said, commit to memory to us. Read again the purport. Once Prabhupada said also Srimad Bhagavatam, as that is Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, the whole world's all book of knowledge of anything, and destroy it, save and except one. The Srimad Bhagavatam, so important. And Prabhupada said, sometimes this Srimad Bhagavatam, read my books first, because if you read other books, you sometimes may misunderstand. My mood could be different, goal may be same. And even if you can attach Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, you can digest, act, realize, you can completely God realized, you say. So Harikatha means Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, pastime, and discussing that as the previous Acharya discussed, said about the realization. We repeat and become purified, as Prabhupada is saying, has to develop some arts to hear. And this is very important, because out of 64 items, the most important is hearing and chanting. Then, if you hear nicely, he can chant, and ultimate goal is remembering Krishna at the last moment. We don't know at the last moment we can remember, we are not sure, but the key is given here. If we hear nicely from a pure devotee, repeat that, and that is serving to him also. And this is devotee's business, chanting, hearing, then if it's done nicely, then remembrance Krishna. Remind us, Krishna is within our heart. Krishna said, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta, I am within the heart of everybody. See, somebody is doing this too nicely. He reminds. From me come remembrance, from me come forgetfulness. Somebody is doing as officially. Some of us officially may do all this here. And Krishna knows. Accordingly he treats and other things also hearing. So Krishna knows. And accordingly he treats him and responds. Jejatha mam pupaddante. As according to our surrender, Krishna knows how to respond. Yes? Tan tativa bhajami aham. And so, thus, and he, from me also come knowledge, intelligence, all these things. Krishna is the source of everything. But to some he gives knowledge, intelligence, some he may not give. Who he gives? Krishna says, the seed verse of Bhagavad Gita, the pure devotee's symptom, Madchitta Madgata Prana, whose mind dwells in me always. Madgata Prana, his life is completely dedicated in his service. Bodhayanta Parasparam, what we are doing, enlightening each other and have great delight talking about Krishna. Ramanticha, he becomes joyful. Ramanticha and Tushanticha, and pleases others. This is our business. We can ask ourselves. If you get a pizza, you like it. We don't have to ask others. I like it. Get rasgulla, gulab jam, fried rice, gobi pakora with chaat and gobi samosa. In this connection, sometimes we remember Prabhupada did so many pastimes with devotee. Sometimes like to listen. Every devotee have got some experience. Prabhupada's time, so many things happen, and they write there all memories with Prabhupada. As Prabhupada was here, Radha, okay, Gokulananda, he is installing the deity, chanting around. So many devotees, you might have seen the picture, a famous photo. Happened to be, many devotees happen to be there, they can remember all those things. Very nice, I think. Yeah, one incident I remember is Krishna Katha means devotee's Katha also. A spiritual master was trying to, like a father, every moment trying to train up son. Wherever he's going, always talking about how to train up son. So his guru is, one aspect is like a loving father, spiritual father. Prabhupada will say, I'm your spiritual father. Another is, he's like manifestation, external manifestation of Krishna or God. I cannot see Krishna, maybe, according to a qualification, maybe again see as the deity or sound vibration. You can realize you become pure. Otherwise, his external manifestation of his mercy is present is Sadguru, Prabhupada. So he's always enlightening us. By his mercy, you can get really Krishna's association. Krishna says, mercy we get him. So sometimes so many things happens, we relish and remember and learn. He inspires us this way, educate us, train us up. Devotee tells many stories. Say the story in a very place I remember. So Prabhupada goes every day morning walk in so many parks, Regent Park. What is that another near Hyde Park? What is that another? St. James Park. And Prabhupada all the time talking or whatever he's doing, he's teaching us. Teaching us. I remember he'll go into St. James Park. Somewhere car stop and we don't know which through which gate we'll enter. But Prabhupada said, we find out again, big park. Huh? We don't know how Chukmi Prabhupada is walking and so many others. In those days, I don't know, young boys, something like that. They don't live in home, sometimes in the park sleeping. Prabhupada is watching. Who they are? Prabhupada talk like that, walking, walking. Suddenly after whole walk, but exactly come back. How? We don't know. Knows where the car is. So many things you've seen like Prabhupada like that. You can learn so many things. He's in a transcendental position. We cannot make out which road will lead us to, again to back to the car. And Jogeshwar one day, Dhyan Prabhupada said, let me, where we go today? Then go to near Baker Street from our London temple, go to Regent Park, and very posh area. All houses of the lords, barons, like a palatial building. And Prabhupada always give the best thing, top thing, to Krishna. So it's a big park and very beautiful. Near London, a planetarium, and then that the wax museum, what is that? Madame Tussauds, and Baker Street. Then before leaving, it's a van, I remember. Jogeshwar Prabhu, driving, who write Balo book or this, that, and married some French Mataji, I think. And that person, I don't know where he is. Yeah. What? Actually, no. So, Jogeshwar, praying for what? Have some difficulty. What difficulty? That London, early in the morning, official. So there are many streets that one way. So I don't know this Regent Park we are going today. Yeah, how to go? Because some of the streets are one way, and he is not familiar with all this. Oh, so don't worry. I am directing. Go. Go this way, that way, that way, that way, that way. Go Tikwa, this one, ultimately where this Baker Street station we arrive. It's not very far, though. But you have to know which one way. And Prabhupada is telling. This is a far. I just behind Prabhupada, the seat to seat. Jogeshwar in front, behind, hearing. And Jogeshwar one point said, Prabhupada, this is the Baker Street station. Huge building. You once used to stay, early days, we didn't have permanent some place. Huh? There are many places, they change after coming here. They were sent from America. Three couple, Sham Sundar, Malati. I think Mukunda Maharaj and Janaki. I saw her. And another, who I don't know. Maybe, huh? Gurudas and his wife, and Jamuna. Most of them I saw. Some of them, I see. Maybe Tomal Krishna, he was there. Tivikram, still I see. America, this time, he's coming. Orlando. Nah, time before, last time he went. Orlando. He knows me. Huh? So, they told, when in London they started chanting, dancing, many stories there. They were chanting and police would be chasing. And one day, newspaper came. The Hare Krishna startled London. And Prabhupada liked it so much, says Jamuna. Prabhupada liked her. She, Prabhupada trained her up how to cook. And she wrote book. She's a big preacher and came out as first in Time magazine's cookbook, vegetarian Asian vegetarian cook. She became first. Her book, and she became very famous. You still hear now her bhajan Govinda Madhipurusham. She is singing. She just few years ago, possibly, passed away, na? Used to stay in Sharanagati, Palm, you know, many times with Prabhupada, early days, 65 in Greenwich Village, when he started Tompkins Square, and also in Vrindavan, many other places. Radha Gokulan ji ki jai, Sitaram Lakhan Hanuman ki jai. How long? Class? 8 o'clock till? 8:45. So, at that time, I remember he's asking, Prabhupada, that room, shall we buy or keep it? You used it. There's a nice story about that. That Jogeshwar told me later on. Well, let me see first. We went to the park. We are walking. Very beautiful park. One side, there's zoo. Another side, there's a college. And the guard, this park is very neat, clean. There's a nice lakes, swans moving. Prabhupada was walking. There may be little mistake. There's sometime, as I remember, Prabhupada was walking sometime. There will be some ices. Walking. And Prabhupada suddenly said, be cautious, you know. The ices said that you may slip. But my case is different. I am under some superior nature working. I won't sleep. That is the difference between you and me. You are under material nature, control, to be cautious. You may sleep. But whether I look at or not, I won't sleep. I talked to Prabhupada at the time, sometime in front, and asking about Aurobindo, Ramakrishna, few others. Prabhupada told me something. I don't want to get into all. I don't remember what to really, even I remember. So at that time, Prabhupada found a place. Prabhupada said, this is a very nice place. We should have temple here. He pointed some place. Then one devotee said, Prabhupada, this is one of the most expensive area of London. That is why I want here. See, it's a beautiful place. Give Krishna the best thing. Prabhupada is very expensive. Then someone said, Prabhupada, actually it is Queen's property. You see these places? These all lords, they stay here. Of course, not very far, there was a hotel. I remember, with Prabhupada, we all came there, invitation, by a Bombay diamond jeweler. He stays here once in 6 months, sometime go with his family, wife, and one or two children. He invited Prabhupada to speak. And Prabhupada asking each of his disciples, ask me also. So stand up, say, maybe first sunrise in England, Krishna consciousness beginning. They may be in that book, maybe. Sunday Prabhupada said, I couldn't think of. I suddenly got nervous. I hardly say anything. I don't know what I said. Got so nervous every time, Prabhupada said. Also in Mayapur. So, there, Prabhupada said, give Krishna the best thing. Prabhupada told you, very, very expensive. And it belongs to Queen. This is Queen's property. Doesn't matter. Can I not take it? And we build here our London temple. Later on I heard that Muslim also tried to get this land, that land, exact spot where Prabhupada said, make their most mosque. They applied and say they'll make it higher than St. Paul's. Some of the British devotees said they won't allow government, local government. I don't know later what happened, but Prabhupada was talking to, we still remember that. The one incident Jogeshwar Prabhu told us, oh no, what happened? Early days, we don't have place, so different places we stay. Sometime near also Covent Garden. I don't know whether they changed now, the old Covent Garden, and used to sell fruits, vegetables, and flowers. You know? Still now they do. There was each government decided they will change the whole place. Some people are very against it because they like to, you know, the old thing to stay, to remember all this. I don't know what happened. I saw that. Anyway, so he was saying at that time, the devotees once, early morning, very, very chill, very cold. Early morning devotees going out for chanting, dancing. I remember early days sometime. Also, I came little after that also. Some months and Jogeshwari staying at that time. We didn't have our personal clothing. Everything they put in a box, paper box, where they bent, a basket. Hmm? Everybody's clothes. So devotee has their turn. Today he goes to another day, another person goes to the laundry. The laundry is not very far from very place. Put that and put it there and then come back, do other duties. And at particular time go there, tell others and bring it back. And devotee sees which one fits to him and accordingly put it with his clothes. Sometimes one is a little oversized, he has to fold it and go for Sankirtan. Even sometimes, maybe one sock blue, one sock red, when you walk in the street, people see and laugh. Especially those guards, the departmental store, you know, Woolworth, WNH, Marks and Spencer, because sometimes they know police chase us. People complain, these guys are stopping me, I'm office going fast. So police said, don't come here, go to another place. Otherwise try to take us to the police station for an hour or so and then let us go. Or even to the magistrate's place. Regent Street police station, many times. And another one is, there is one maybe Marylebone police station. Sometimes we are known face to them, the police. Many police know our face. This guy is Hare Krishna, influences. And people laugh sometimes. Some guys may be drunkard, we are chanting, going heavy from behind. Pull us by our tail and go away. And we can't find that guy. Maybe drunkard. He's seeing all these things. You know, oversized shirt. Sometimes socks like that. So make sometimes enjoy us. And of course, it's not necessary to hate us. Sometimes like us also. Those girls sometimes throw maybe some water on our head, something like that. Again, police chase, we keep our van somewhere in a lane behind some maybe Woolworth or somewhere. The moment police chase, we tell, go to there. And from that area, we go to another part of the London, maybe Chelsea, maybe far away, some other place. I forgot other names. Chelsea, King's Road or something like that. It's a good place of some other areas. Name is not coming in my mind. Many people come to see here Prabhupada, like George Harrison, like Allen Ginsberg, poet, hippie poet. He will come, Prabhupada, and many things happen. Professor Zenar from Oxford University wrote Bhagavad Gita. Some of the, whatever, remember, mentioning, Prabhupada will highly appreciate. Revati Nandan Maharaj will go with him to college preaching in the north. So many colleges he will tell. Ravi Shankar, some monk, some nun, come to see Prabhupada either very place, sometime very place, there is a phone call. We kept a bomb there. And Prabhupada, all of us, get out quickly. Even you couldn't take the DT out. And later on get a call. It's a hoax. There is no bomb, nothing like that. Just they want to tease us, have some fun, telling the devotees there is a bomb in the very place. So anyway, some of the interesting incident, which remember, I'm telling once, before that, then I did not come. Then I heard the story how Radha, the Londoneshwar, came to the temple when they are going to open first Radha Krishna temple in the western country, Prabhupada, big publicity to the BBC and newspapers, all these things. Almost steady, only few days there, devotees brought Prabhupada's attention. Prabhupada, everything is ready. Where is the deity? Prabhupada said, Krishna will arrange something, don't worry. Roughly, that devotee told me, I came later then, I like the deity, Radha Govinda Lonan. So, and devotee told me, then Prabhupada said, keep an eye, you know, newspaper here, there, where deity is available. Sunday one deity pointed Prabhupada, newspaper is there, in East London, some Indians, they brought deity to install to the temple, but they said, hey, they are not going to install it, there's something little wrong. Something happened, maybe little chip, broken hand of Radharani's finger, honestly. So we can be used. Prabhupada said, come on, quick. Only short 3 days there and something. They took a van at them and looking for that. East London. Which part is that? I cannot, you know, don't remember. See, it might be already in Mukunda Maharaj's book. Mukunda Maharaj commented something to Prabhupada. Said maybe, who went? I can't remember. Maybe Tomal Krishna Maharaj, Mukunda and few other, Sam Sundar must be. From going and found out that place and Mr. whoever, some Indians, Punjabi's name, I forgot. Whatever, and knocked the door and he said, yes, come, come, we want to come and see your deity. And they showed Prabhupada, there's a curtain there, so that they kept, they said to Prabhupada, we want to talk to you. Oh, yes, first come. And they are talking, talking, and the devotees are sitting there. At a distance, Prabhupada is talking to them. Sometimes laughing, Prabhupada in his own language, maybe Hindi, so devotees are listening. They told me that I like this so very much. Then after a long time, Prabhupada indicated his disciple, maybe Mukunda, Samsundar, or others, check out the deity. Can one of you can carry or 2%? Krishna. And just by gesture, they would understand what Prabhupada say. Prabhupada, yes, one person can. See Radharani. Suddenly Prabhupada said, take it. And they are talking, Prabhupada is talking, talking, keep them absorbed in talking. That guy suddenly could understand, see they are taking their deity. And Prabhupada said, so, you'll see again, and saying that, Prabhupada started walking. Swamiji! Swamiji! Prabhupada hardly talks. Ask them, they put the deity inside and each of the devotee should hold the deity and close the door and Prabhupada asked somebody to drive the car, come in, and Prabhupada swant in front and driving. Swamiji! Swamiji! We'll talk it out. Let us talk about this. And Prabhupada hardly talk. Okay, we'll see you. Like that. Got in. And after driving for some distance, Prabhupada say, in a suitable place, no car, let calm and quiet. Stop. Open the gate. Prabhupada, go in the Madhipurisham. Prabhupada in ecstasy. And after some time, Prabhupada say, close look at the deity. So nice. And other devotees are watching doing that. Suddenly, Mukunda Maharaj said, Prabhupada, you are a good kidnapper of Krishna. He said, Prabhupada smiled and Prabhupada, do you know, early days when I was a businessman, and I gave a proposal to my banker. Banker, after listening, he told me, why you do business? I think very suitable person, first class, you can make a first class politician. Saying this, Prabhupada smiled at Mukunda Maharaj. Mukunda Maharaj enjoyed, shared that thing. This is in short. You can read in detail, maybe some books. All these things must be there. Those are present at that time. Like that, so many incidents. Sometimes Prabhupada go out for a walk. Whatever coming, I'm telling you, go out for a walk. And we are doing in very place, Tulsi Arati. And Prabhupada is just, I don't know whether going or coming back. Suddenly you could hear in the door of the very place, temple room. Everybody become, could feel somebody important coming, must be Prabhupada. no sound. You can understand. You don't do like that. Maybe some devotee is doing on behalf of Prabhupada. Shall we open? You can see Prabhupada is coming. Everybody come and cry, stop. What's going on? What are you doing? Prabhupada, Tulsiyarthi is going on. Oh, we are doing Tulsiyarthi. Prabhupada remained silent. He said, you are not doing Tulsiyarthi. Yeah, he said, Tulsiyarthi, you are doing Tulsiyarthi. I told you, we are not doing Tulsiyarthi. No, Prabhupada, this is Tulsi Devi. I told you, this is not Tulsi Devi. What? This is not Tulsi Devi? I was little backside hiding in case Dhananjaya showed me this Tulsi. Subhog is there. Why does all these things? You keep so many Tulsi Devi in third or fourth floor in one room. Where the guards are there, they're small place. So many light. Keep warm. It's not Tulsi Devi? No! And suddenly, maybe Dhananjaya, present at that time, he said, Prabhupada, it may not be Tulsi Devi, but it's Tulsi's cousin, Jarvasmi. Prabhupada looked at him. Tulsi Devi is a pure devotee. Who is Tulsi's cousin? We worship pure devotee. Who is Tulsi's cousin? I don't know what Dhananjaya is saying. He's silent. And that was the end. Suddenly moved. Stop to Jyarat. Prabhupada Gona came out. From behind. Sometimes Prabhupada is going. Mahavati, one day somebody from behind. Prabhupada, you forgot. Maybe he always take a stick. And sometimes some shawl over his head. And every day, few devotees go to usually his secretary, Shamsundar, Shruti Kitti, Aurobindo, Nanda Kumar, servant also sometimes go. At that time, Prabhupada's room, which is used by for some other purpose, usually the Mataji's clean up all Prabhupada's bed, take everything tip-top, kubit, you know, flower vase, flower, this, that, take care of all the clothes, and bet it, give to anybody eager, I want to wash Prabhupada's clothes, I want to toilet poop was clean. Oh, there is competition. Who will serve Prabhupada? Very nice. These days, like that. So Prabhupada is going. Maybe something usually Prabhupada does dinner day is going. Prabhupada stopped. And in a grave voice he said, tell someone else to adjust. I am not going to go back. There is a saying in India, I don't know. You may think superstition. If you are going out somewhere, India's system is, do not call from behind. Some or other, he forgot something, send it. Or send somebody to send this message. But not call him from behind. He's inauspicious. He shouldn't go back. Save and accept. If mother calls, that case is different. He can go. If his own mother is calling, come back, darling. He can come. There's no son inauspicious. So, Prabhupada, don't listen. Sometimes we think these are superstition. Many things like that Prabhupada used to do. Then another place, which place I don't remember. I saw Prabhupada many times here, in cooking the kitchen, and also very place. So, Prabhupada, some devotee serving is not Indian. Which temple I forgot. They told me. And suddenly, Prabhupada looked at his face. He is a little surprised. But Prabhupada has something like a question, looked at him. Prabhupada, what happened? Prabhupada looked at him. What? You served me three? One item, he gave Prabhupada three. Just like in your country, you know, I don't know whether you call superstition. Suppose you go into a hotel, and you have got one room only and no other. And they are, please take this. And it may be after 12, 13. I don't know how many of you will take that room. Can you take? I doubt it. Everybody has got this idea. Room number 13. In India also, number 3, everybody tried to have for it. They say unlucky, inauspicious or something. So when Prabhupada looked at him, he could not understand. Prabhupada, what's wrong? I have done anything wrong. You gave me 3. Then he said, so what? Now you gave me 3. So what, Prabhupada? I don't understand. Do you want? There could be, we develop some enmity between you and me. What has got to do with three and enmity, developing enmity between us? No, no, I don't want. Don't give me three. Give me any other number. 4, 1, 2, 5, 9. Not three. Not three. Then take out one, give another one. 4. Like that. Many incidents. Once, this, a Professor Zenar came, I remember. He's from Oxford University. He also wrote Gita. And he came here, I remember. He was introduced. I started talking with Prabhupada. He said, I read your book, this Bhagavad Gita as it is. I also wrote, you know, Gita. But what I wrote, it tallies with the all the meaning is there in the dictionary. I wrote it. It's okay, everybody accept. But your book, I don't understand. How come you write so many words meaning I don't find anywhere? Baba is not answering anything. Long time he after he's saying, then when he's leaving, Baba hardly say anything about that. He's sitting there. Please take our food, prasad. Hey, he asked some devotee. I don't know, either me or some other, we used to sit with Prabhupada in the room sometime, and Prabhupada would sometime tell some verse in preaching, until suddenly find out that verse. Then you have to know whether it's Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada said, read it out, purport, that is his answer. So Zenar, when he gone, Prabhupada is saying, he wrote Bhagavad Gita, this is a spiritual subject, and he is writing from the dictionary of material knowledge, you know, is there. Unless somebody is Brahminical qualified, he won't know all this. Unless somebody is a devotee, one cannot, Krishna reveals this, what it means. It's not material something. So I wrote, according to Sanskrit, that phalena parichayate, from the result you can judge. So everybody is accepting and millions of people appreciating this edition of Gita as it is. To who is right? What was the answer like that? When he's gone? This is Professor Sena. And one, Shamsundar will bring with Ravi Shankar. You know, Ravi Shankar, at that time, he's a satirist, world famous. Maybe like Nehru, Gandhi. He's a world famous person. Even American vice president will come to listen. Like that. So he somehow or other brought Ravi Shankar and Sri Prabhupada, that was in very place. He's sitting. He said, you are a world famous man. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes from Bengal. You also come from there. Prabhupada also come from there. Now Prabhupada is preaching Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moved with, and it is like a wildfire everywhere. It is, you know, people are taking and spreading like everything. What I remember roughly, and he's asking him, why not you two world famous person together? You work so much work can be done. People will like it and accept it. Ravi Shankar doesn't talk anything. Of course, he helped little when George was. Harrison was going to Southeast Asia, maybe Australia. He has got an island. He lives there sometimes. He's going. And he was passing through Calcutta. And a newspaper gave in the front page, all famous Beatle is in Calcutta. He is staying in a grand hotel. At once, our regional secretary, Satodhanno, asked me, Shubhok, you saw many times George Harrison. Let us go, find him out, and we'll take him to Mayapur. I said, will George Harrison know me? I have seen him many times. Actually, George is not like that. He's a very nice person. I saw him many times. I cooked for him also, with Ravindranandan Swami. Samosa, kuchuri, samosa, cauliflower, samosa, cauliflower, pakora, he likes very much. With fried rice. So, we'll... You remember all these things. You tell George Harrison and you will bring him to Mayapur. So, Prabhupada Samadhi under construction, and he may like countryside. I said, if you tell, I will try. Let us go to Grand Hotel. To UN Grand Hotel. And you asked the receptionist, one lady, he said, he is not staying here actually. Really? Is it? Yeah, intents are written like that, because people disturb him, that is why he is staying somewhere else. Written there, that we are not supposed to tell anything. We give her some prasad to butter. Butter her up. You know, he said, money talks. Here prasadam talks. Nice is Iskon prasad. What do you want? He's our friend. He's our friend. He helps so many ways. Oh, I see. Please, let us see him. Well, I am not supposed to. But one thing I can do. His friend knows. Like elder brother. Who? Ravi Shankar. You know him? We know him. Little. Not so friendly like George Harrison. With the relation. But you tell us where he is. We found out he is not very far from our temple. You go and see him. So he took with us again samosa, kachori, cauliflower pakora, a chaat, more tasty. Cauliflower, samosa with peanuts, roasted and ginger, very tasty. And fried rice, good. Tasty. So in a tiffin carrier, Sadhana and me took Calcutta temple car, and it's not very far, it's near South Calcutta. So we went there, not very far from our temple, we went there, nice area. Found out, he said, why you want to see him? We told him this. Oh, I see. We can give you his address because he knows us. Address, you can try. And he, George, was staying at that time, Bengal's top artist. One girl, Rituparna Sen. She has got a house like a boat, ship. You know, it has got chimney like that, coming out smoke, maybe from the oven, but it looked like a ship. She's staying. This is famous house in central London, in the residential area, Calcutta, near Elgin Road, which is Netaji Subhash used to stay, many other. So it's from our temple, many few minutes drive. Maybe within 3 minutes, 5 minutes, we can get there. Again, he went and gave all the prasad to Ravi Shankar. Ravi Shankar is happy also. So again we met, next day or the same day, again went to his place, George Harrison, that top artist, Rituparna Sen, that lady is famous in Bengal and other places in India, as a top artist, actress in film. So went there and said, yes, George is here in one of my room. Big house. And George, knowing this, oh, he's gone. He started coming. Also, government's one man was there to request him do some program so that they can collect in charity for someone. He didn't come then. But when he came to know Iskon's man came, he came. See? Saradhana told me, I know. I know what to tell him, how to start. He's coming. See, yes. Hare Krishna, Jyoti. Then Saradhana told me, tell him. I saw you many times in very place and manner, coming to see Prabhupada. Prabhupada will be, Prabhupada liked you very much. Prabhupada will feed you with samosa. Then many I cooked and Ravichandran Maharaj. So he called, oh, yes. I'm surprised. He patted me. Back said, I so many times patted you, I know. When Prabhupada saw me in the manner, I patted you so many times. You don't remember? I was surprised because I don't like to talk to him because he's a world famous person. I mean, insignificant guy. How he can remember? And he's very joyful seeing us. So then he asked, what is our business? We say, we are thinking we'll take you to Mayapur. Then he told, you know, you become a famous man, you don't have any private life. What do you mean? See, I'm looking for a place where there is no noise, no people will come and disturb me. That you came is okay. So what do you want? So we want to take you. You want to go someplace where nobody will disturb you, calm and quiet and serene. Huh? Picturesque place like Mayapur Dham on the bank of Ganges. Oh, I love it. But I have got a... So how many days you have? You'll be in Calcutta. He has got 2-3 days. So next day, tomorrow morning? Yes. We hired a government in VIP limousine car. And he has got a bodyguard. And driver driving, and in front is the bodyguard. And behind, he is in the middle. One side, Satyadana, one side, me. He's singing some song. Oh, my sweet Lord. I would like to see you. I would like to meet you. Very nice. Very nice. He told once he has got going in plane. Southeast at that time, what I remember, maybe mixed up. And plane was doing like this. 1 minute gone, 2 minutes appears like hours. 1 minute appears like hours. He's telling like, and everybody's scared. Anything could happen. He's going to Southeast Asia, maybe Australia, he's in the island. 5 minutes gone, 10 minutes gone, 15 minutes gone, appear like hours, not passing, everybody's scared. Maybe in the air pocket or something. George put out his bag and started chanting, Hare Krishna. He's asking others, please chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And he's chanting. And after 20 minutes, it appears like for hours, not right. Plane come to you in a smooth movie. And even pilot was surprised. He doesn't know how it started and how it come to an end. Now everybody could understand is because of George, he's chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his one of his songs, Jai Sakal Bipod, Bhaktivinoda, Bolen Jakhon Onam Gai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Radha Krishna Bolo, Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna, same, Sanghe Chalo, Ei Matto, I beg you, please, wherever you go, whether in happiness, distress, whether you are grihastha or brahmachari, doesn't matter. Always with love and devotion chants the holy name of God, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You will see if you are patient, if chanting like that patiently, you will find in no time all your troubles, all your danger, difficulties disappear. We have to have faith. And you have to chant, not officially, but feelingly chant God's name, like that. There are many examples like that. You see, time is running out, maybe 12 minutes to end. This has no, but glories of the Lord and Spirit has no end. So many things comes in mind. Why, maybe, rather like to share with others some duty. Why is Kishore gone? And he, some can tell some pastime. I tell.
One morning Prabhupada was ill and his hands were swollen. His hands were very swollen up. And he came down on the palanquin chair. Yeah. The devotees brought Prabhupada down.
Here, Manor.
Yeah, and he was here and we had to take him to the hospital. So it was two cars, the Manor, and we took Prabhupada to the hospital. And Tamal Krishna, we went into the hospital in Watford.
Watford.
Through the doors into the thing and... the doctor came out and he said, right, we're going into surgery. You can't go in. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, he is my guru. Wherever he goes, I go. And in they went to surgery. The next day or so, Prabhupada came back to the temple and he was here for another day. And he sat, came down in the morning and on the palanquin chair and he sat there. And it said that the pure devotee only has to smile to convince somebody. And he said a few words, and then he said, now chant Hare Krishna. And there was the most amazing kirtan, and Prabhupada smiled, the biggest smile I've ever seen anyone smile, and we were convinced.
Thank you very much. Any other? Anybody? Anybody add? Memory? So many things comes just like a bubble in a pond. Sometimes some memory comes, we tell what is spontaneously coming. And mine, I'm just telling. When Prabhupada appreciated Revatinandan Maharaj, he's doing college preaching. I remember we used to go to the north, many universities, colleges. One was Nottingham. It's a north, Nottingham. And there is also university in Nottingham. I used to distribute book with Gaur, our... Gokulananda and Shyam Sundari and our Bhajahari Prabhu, he opened that center. And we were there. And when Prabhupada was glorifying Devadananda Maharaj, he preaching different university. I remember in those time, we don't have places to stay at night someplace or take bath, change all these things. At night we'll go and everybody is fast asleep. In the either student or the staff, teachers, professors, quarters, in tiptoe. Nobody can hear from the back side of the... Even Oxford, Cambridge also, we'll go on the back side where the wall ends. There may not be all the time wall. There may be some shako, I don't know what you call it in English, small pond-like, small canal-like thing. We can cross sometimes, get wet, and tiptoe going inside, very fast asleep. Go to their shower room, bath, Revatinandan, Subhak. No making sound, something. Sometime when you coming out, we'll see. Maybe gatekeeper suddenly found us out, some light on. What is this? Everybody sleeping? They tried for, hey, what you are doing here? Then we'll ask, please forgive us. Don't come next time. Who are you? We said, we are Hare Krishna. We have no place to take, wash our hands, this, that. We just came, said something. And sometimes we tell also Prabhupada all these things. And we have to have a sort of adventure. Because sometimes police, either Oxford or Cambridge, sometimes will tell the police, why don't you come through the gate? Take our permission. How did you enter? Think like a thief or something. Then we tell we are monk, Don't think we have come any other purpose. Just to use maybe the shower or this. You should tell us without permission. And sometimes Prabhupada they like. How? Because we don't have any means to. Sometime, even in Ireland, we go. And then the famous college or university, I can't remember this name. And we send our devotee. There is traveling Sankirtan. That you one, then we have got one student there at night. She want to see him and go there. Each one time go and take shower, everything. They can come back. Or sometime. That also don't find. And, one guy will take a room for night, hotel, and every devotee has to go at night. He open the door and go up, take shower and go. It's very difficult sometimes. Take baths, severe cold, but you have got warm water and everything. Sometimes we take the difficulty, all this thing. Prabhupada will enjoy and all this thing. And then there, 8:45 class means. Oh, class means 8:45. Going, I don't know. He's asking to stop. Anybody want to say anything you remember? Tell another one.
There was the story of Graham Hill. The racing driver, he came here. He used to go to the Elstree Airport, the aerodrome.
Yeah, there is a small airport here. A two-seater plane can fly.
Yeah, huh? And he came to see Prabhupada. They brought him in. He sat there with Prabhupada. And he said, so you are Graham Hill, the racing driver? He said, yes, I am. And Prabhupada said, there is another race, the race to death. That's all I heard that he said. And 2 weeks later, he was killed in a motor driving racing.
Really?
Yeah. So it must have had, that was his preaching to Graham Hill.
Whatever comes, I tell many other things. Here, he comes when Allen Ginsberg to upstairs, I remember. Allen Ginsberg went to India a few times And he was very much attracted to Lord Shiva's place, Kashi, and how people sing Shiva's glories and some of the mantra. And coming here, he started chanting. Prabhupada will again say, no, better you chant Hare Krishna. He said, I like it, Prabhupada. No, it is good for you. And then he will be chanting Hare Krishna in this room. And Prabhupada patted him. Because he, from the very beginning, he used to come to Prabhupada and Tompkins Square and, you know, that matchless gift there. He will give Prabhupada small harmonium and come that happy poet. And Prabhupada said, feed him sumptuously with nice prasad, just like George Harrison was. Every time he comes, Prabhupada can give him nice cauliflower samosa, kachori, and cauliflower pakora with chutney and fried rice. And George Harrison loves it like anything. When he took him to Mayapur, I remember, and again we made this thing, and he was eating with Japatama, Satadhanna, and Japatama take him to show Popas, Samadhi is coming out, and nobody comes to disturb him. Nobody knows, village people. He come with the chadar, come to Mangalarati, see the deity, go out for a walk, and he likes it very much. Though he couldn't stay long, he has to go back, his ticket is there. We again took him back to Calcutta. He liked Mayapur very much. All green at that time. It's only maybe the one building, that lotus building. He was staying in the guest house upstairs. Prabhupada was not there. Prabhupada is gone that time. After 1977 sometime. And he likes, he says, very nice. Nobody bothers me, come here to stay. Even knows him, except few devotees. And he enjoyed near Prabhupada's room in the baranda, big balcony, backside, sitting, eating samosa, fried rice, cauliflower pakora, with chaat, enjoying. And one more, yes. Also, Japatama, we also eat. And so Prabhupada's samadhi, that's the dome, not completed. Still, its skeleton is there, half is covered. A lot of work to be done. And he was taken inside a big samadhi and went around other places. He with the pant shirt and with the shawl rubbing down, he's going crazy. And he's free, he's very blissful and happy. Very nice person, George Harrison. Helped so much to our movement, this house. So many times he came here, very place came here. Every time Pupa feed him all those things. And Revutinandan one day say, to very place, I remember, sure, you are helping me, you cook for Prabhupada, why not? George Harrison, hey, I'm cooking, he said. One day I can take you. I sometimes go to George Harrison's place, why don't you come with me? I'm a little scared and very, what should I say, timid to talk to him. I think, colloquially, I may not be able to talk to him, convert. So I feel very shy. I always reluctant to go. But he's very nice. He told me, I patted you so many times, don't you remember? Sitting by the side of him, and Prabhupada sitting in this room up there. One day, I was cooking for Prabhupada in that room, in that kitchen, and every time cooking, I know Prabhupada will like any Indian early morning breakfast, is puri blown up. Yes, Prabhupada said, puri and muri, rice papi can blow up. Nobody should be popped up. Be careful, never be popped up. Only puri and muri can pop up. So one day I was cooking, suddenly I made some, running here, bringing puri and fried eggplant to it, and again going, again, Prabhupada's eating. Suddenly one I find, got little overcooked, but I have to run before he finish. So I ran with that, I just turned it, that overcooked side, turned it down. So I went there. The moment I put to Prabhupada, looked at me, smiling. Subhag, I don't say anything. My inside, it took, doing. And Prabhupada turned up. What is this? As if he's at the X-ray eye, he's watching everything. I'm cooking. I say, Prabhupada, okay, I'm kneeling. Took it, ran, and told Sutikiti, what will you do with this? Sutikiti said, no problem. Keep it in my room. When Prabhupada finished prasad, you and me will share this. But another day, in the very place, I heard Prabhupada is going to Paris this morning. Very early flight he's going to take. He won't do any, no class here, no breakfast. But I went down, doesn't matter. I am cooking puri for Prabhupada, chanachur, and so especially fried eggplant again. Thick fried eggplant is as good as when you take with puri, it's like a soft butter, everybody likes. So with some little hot plate, with little sprinkle, little powdered turmeric, and little pinch of salt, and hot plate, put a little butter, and like that, and with a knife, you check it, whether it's cooked like a butter. And suddenly, I heard Prabhupada soon leaving, everybody is ready to see your Prabhupada. Some going to the airport, some in the car getting ready, some girls from up, his by shower of flowers on Prabhupada's head. They do all these things. Everybody is ready to do some service to Prabhupada, whatever service they can do. I am alone in the kitchen, cooking down in the basement. Suddenly, Sutigitti come. I know Prabhupada any moment to leave. What to do? I am cooking as much as possible. I don't know. Prabhupada may not eat. Suddenly, just like Prabhupada can read everybody's mind, even some Prabhupada's servant Sutigitti came down, as far as I remember, not Aurobindo, Nandan, Nandakumar. There are two others were there, different time. They came down, Prabhupada sent me to you, and said, you are cooking something? Yes, I am cooking puri and fried eggplant. By the time it go to, Paris, it will be all cold. It should be taken hot. Prabhupada said, put it in a tiffin carrier, all these puris and all the eggplant you cooked. Prabhupada will take it to Paris and eat there. I was in ecstasy. Prabhupada must be knowing what I am doing in my mind. And trying enthusiastically for Prabhupada. Before Prabhupada go, I will give it. And Prabhupada eat. But Prabhupada said, I will take it. Put it in the tiffin carrier and send it to me. So Prabhupada at different times. Prabhupada teaches us, if you are enthusiastic to serve, Prabhupada always respond like that. A few days ago, one of my godbrothers told me, Suhag, you know, the story of Sandesh. Once we are selected, who will go to Mayapur from America? One temple. Which temple was it? Atlanta. So he was, at that time, used to make Sandesh and everybody likes. So he was making many Sandesh. He said, I will go to Mayapur. He is selected by the president. Who can go? They select every year like that, different temple. Those are group collector, book distributor. President decide. So they decide. His name is there. Then Mayapur festival time. The president is going, and temple president and select some. He is one of them. So he's making many sandesh like that, so that Prabhupada can do it nicely shaped and put in some mold. Like they give nice design like that, with so many other things, pesto sauce, chopped, this, that, rose water, he's doing, and put it in a packet. So he'll take it and give it to Prabhupada's darshan room, Mayapur, second floor. So he's getting ready. Suddenly, news came. Something happened that he cannot go. So he's feeling very depressed little. He just told me, Suhag, you know, this thing telling, what's my godbrother? I forgot his name, he can tell. So, then the president consoled him, maybe next time I will arrange so that you can go. There is something important, he has to stay. But only he can do. Then he has to sacrifice, not going to Mayapur. Everybody will feel badly. Naturally, he feels very badly and he's very depressed, what to do. Some president said, the sandesh you made, can I take it and give it to Prabhupada and tell your name? He said, what can I do? Okay. And he, in a box, nicely packed, he sent sandesh, lot of, to Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada was in his room, especially, Prabhupada said, when he's eating, and the president said, Prabhupada, this one devotee made for you, this sandesh, Prabhupada ate him. Who is this devotee? Bring him. Prabhupada, I cannot bring him. He's in America. I see. Then I don't remember. He said, I can never forget. Prabhupada said, next time, bring it to him. Bring him here in Mayapur so that I can see his. I like it so much, this sound. This Prabhupada can feel with how much devotion and love one made it. And he has to sacrifice. He wanted to go, but he couldn't go. Prabhupada could understand this. He told me, Yashua, I can understand Prabhupada can feel my feeling. And he highly appreciated. He said, next time you bring him here, I want to see who made this sandesh. I want to eat more. And he's eating more and more this sandesh. And this way, as Krishna reciprocates with the devotees, pure devotee can also understand. Other devotees, when he's serving, with what mood, feeling he did, and he also knows how to reciprocate. That is my conclusion. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. We sometimes do everything like official, because everything, every day doing. But you do it with love and devotion, Krishna understands. He's within our heart. And accordingly, he also knows how to reciprocate to give us pleasure and make us joyful and ecstatic. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Subhak Maharaj ki.
I know, in the spiritual world, when you go, we get so many things. But in the spiritual also, things can come to us. Here is something. Mercy of the Lord coming to us. Please come and take little prasad. Prasad means mercy of the Lord. That reminds me another story of Prabhupada. I used to give Prabhupada, when somebody come Mayapur, see Prabhupada's darshan room. After Prabhupada tell all Krishna Katha, then Prabhupada said, Subhak, give prasad. And there is many ladu in the boyam, in a jar. And I will take it, devotee will say, give me one whole, give me two. Prabhupada saw, Prabhupada told me, give just pinch. Prasad means mercy of the Lord, it is not food. And they said, but I don't tell them, they are all big guns. So they are forcing me then. And Prabhupada said, tell them, this is prasad. Prasad should take pinch. And they can't say anything. Remind me, so I give pinch.